Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're glad to have you tuned to the wonderful, powerful WBAP. Why don't you pick up that phone and give us a call right now? Michelle Shook is there screening in the other studio, waiting for your call, not screaming, but screening, and waiting for your call. So please pick up that phone and give us a buzz right now. This would be your very best time. And if you can call now, we can get right to you and help you with your plant question. The phone number to call is 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. And we are here until 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. And I've been doing this since 1978. I enjoy talking about the world's greatest hobby. It is a blessing to get to talk about your favorite hobby. I would always encourage that for any youngster getting into the business world. Find something you love, and boy, I enjoy doing this. So, anyway, that's where we are. We are here to talk about the plant options you might have and the plant problems you might have. So, again, that phone number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Join me on Facebook. Join me on my website at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. And it's just Neil Sperry on Facebook. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Larry. Larry is a sweet and handsome Labrador mix. He really is. Larry is just 1 year old. He has been at the SPCA for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks now. Almost 4 weeks. Larry's a playful guy, gets along really well with everybody, including other dogs, with children, like his breed mates. Larry is a smart boy. He's already house trained. He'd love to learn some cool new tricks. Larry also enjoys going on walks, and he'd love to have a backyard to play in. Come meet this precious boy today, and you'll see why Larry needs to be a part of your forever family. If Larry isn't the right match for your desires and needs, then they have many, many, many other fine dogs and cats adoptable at both campuses of the SPCA. They're very cheerful. They're new facilities, and they're well-staffed by volunteers and by professionals. They're happy places to go. I promise you that. It is not anything you have to be intimidated by. I was 25 years ago when I went for the first time. We've had 21 dogs, and 19 of them, I think, is my count. I need to go back through. But over all those years, 19, I believe, have been rescue animals. I am a rescue animal. I'm adopted. So there you are. That's what it sounds like. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, including Larry, the one-year-old Labrador mix, you can go to spca.org/findapet. That's just all one word, spca.org/findapet. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Larry has already been neutered. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. They invite you to bring your current dog to the shelter for a meet-and-greet before you adopt a new dog. Now, Larry is at the SPCA shelter in McKinney, and that's 8411 Stacy Road. 8411 Farm to Market 720, just east of Custer, and they're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. Larry's up for adoption at noon today. The Dallas shelter, also noon to 6, 7 days a week, is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30. SPCA.org/findapet. Lots of great kitties, too. That's sponsored by the fine folks at Busy Bees Pest Control. And boy, am I proud to tell you about them. I was out driving somewhere this week, and I saw a Busy Bees truck headed somewhere, and I thought, well, there's an astute consumer, because he or she knows the best. Busy Bees was told to me by a professional entomologist, somebody who does not have a pest elimination company, but actually works in a governmental capacity. He said, Busy Bees is the best. You need to contact them. They are just fabulous. Owned by Leland and Lisa Morris, they've been in business since 1967, and since 1990s sometime or other, they have really, really grown. They've grown from a small company with 3 employees to a full-service company that includes licensed technicians, certified applicators, and so much more. Busy Bees is the premium bedbug service provider in North Texas. Bedbugs are brought in by people. They're truly a pest of humans, and they are prolific hitchhikers. They move easily from place to place. And infestation can occur easily and can recur. So you need to have your home or your business tested. Once bedbugs are detected, then two Busy Bee technicians will treat your home with their certified bedbug-free treatment. Comes with a 90-day guarantee. The bedbug treatments require little or no preparation on the part of the consumer. Now, I might add that this is just one important part of all of the things that Busy Bees does for commercial properties and residential properties. All forms of pest elimination, from ants, termites, bees, and bedbugs to animal trapping and bird control, and so much more. They are truly a full-service pest elimination company. For more information, call Busy Bees at 972-416-9404. That's 972-416-9404. Fort Worth, 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311. Or you can call them toll free at 1-855-BUSY-BEE. Now let me explain. That's BIZZYBEES.com. Busy Bees, spelled BIZZYBEES.com.
Neil Sperry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary Travelin. Mary is with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water, garden, and pond supply people, and she's pretty special to me. In fact, I saw her this week. I was out there. She just has a wonderful way with a voice, and so that's why she's my announcer. First call today is Tommy in Fairview. Tommy, thanks for calling. This is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I'm putting in redoing my yard and putting in some kind of sod, and I'm going to get your views on it. I'm undecided. Originally, I started thinking about Comet or TIL 419, but I've also considering some type of Zarzia as well. I noticed I've got your Complete Guide to Gardening back, copyright 1982.
That's the first edition, yeah. Yeah, that's a ways back.
Yeah. And I noticed back then, I know they made a lot of improvements in the hybrid and Bermuda, because you said back then there's a nightmare. The maintenance could be a nightmare, you know.
Well, and 419 is one of the old varieties. The reason that maintenance can be a nightmare on the dwarf Bermudas, those that stay very, very short, they were bred for golf greens, and you know how much, and for golf courses, you know how much maintenance there is of turf on golf courses, and you don't really want to, I'm sorry, I wouldn't really want to set myself up for that level of maintenance on my turf. And so Common Bermuda has always been my default. I don't think it's just because I'm a lazy guy, because I don't think I am. But I can't see enough difference in the seeded hybrids to make me get really excited. Common Bermuda can look very, very attractive, and I like it. Let me go through the chain of thought. I would not consider buffalo grass, because you'll end up with Bermuda. The zoysias are looking better and better, and that's where the real improvements have come, is in zoysias. Palisades and Jammer and El Toro and Zorro are four that are very attractive and are available commonly in sod yards around when you go out to buy. But I would ask the sod vendor, could you give me a couple of addresses so I could drive by and see how these look? Now, it's still kind of early. Zoysias green up very slowly in the spring. They're the last grass to green up, so I don't know how they'll look. Most of the zoysias I've seen have looked pretty good already. But, you know, that might be an alternate if you just don't want common Bermuda. But still, by far the predominant grass is common Bermuda. And it can be seeded, it can be sodded, it can be plugged if you wanted to. It can be done a lot of different ways.
But the sod is probably, the varieties in the sod is probably going to give you a better looking lawn, right?
If you want the ultimate lawn, and if you don't mind a little extra maintenance, certainly there's no lawn any more beautiful than a really perfectly maintained hybrid Bermuda, one of the hybrids, and 419 would be fine. It'd be beautiful. You would have the best looking. I mean, if you want the ultimate, you'd mow it with a real mower, and you'd mow it every 4 or 5 days, probably more often than that. But I don't know how much of a
Well, I just
masochist
sort of want to sort of a blend in between the stuff. You know, I don't want to get something that's really high maintenance, you know. And
All right,
some of the
common
mowers.
Bermuda mowed at 1.25 inches to 1.5 inches can be beautiful. Most people, when you see Bermuda that doesn't look very good, it's because they've mowed too high or they just aren't maintaining at the level you're talking about. Scale of 1 to 10, the dwarf hybrids are a 9, if not a 10. Common is a well, and common can be anywhere from a 2 to an 8, and if you're in the 6 to 7 range where you're taking really good care of it, not necessarily out there fanning it and sweeping the leaves off with a house broom, you're going to have a beautiful lawn. And I haven't even mentioned my favorite, St. Augustine, but you know it is a little higher maintenance because of some of the disease issues that it has. So,
Right, yeah.
yeah.
So if you were going to use a zoysia, what variety would you use? I'm looking at a website now. It's got emerald,
No,
cavalier.
no. You write them down. The ones that that Texas A&M, my good friend Dr. Jim McAfee, recommended most recently to me, as recently as 6 months ago, are Palisades, Jammer, Jamar, and then a couple of turf growers have recommended to me El Toro and Zorro. Those are four that you could look at. There's some variation in textures, and I'm not the Zoysia expert that you really need. Go to a turf sod yard and see what they had. Emerald is old school. Much better grasses around. Yeah. I got to run, Tommy. That'll get you going.
Okay.
I
All right.
can't wait
Thanks a
to
lot.
see it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
You
my
bet.
friend. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we will, first long break, and then we will come right back to your calls. And let me take these just a little. Well, let's see, I'll do this one first. And that is for Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Get a 1 year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and we are continuing for a very limited time the best offer I've put up on the air for years. This is our poster offer. All four of our highly informative posters. These are the posters that are on heavy cardstock in full color. They're lovely posters, 15 by 30 inches, but they are big charts. They are charts that are filled with information so you can find the perfect plant for your needs. One of the posters, 100 best landscape plants for Texas. And that one poster tells you the 100 best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. And it tells you how tall and how wide they grow. In the case of shrubs, do they need sun or shade? Now, all of them, do they have flowers? Do they have fall fruit or winter fruit? Do they have fall color, growth form? All of that. Anything. If you need a 6-foot shrub for the shade that blooms, you go right down that chart and you find it there. All right, that's 100 best landscape plants. Then you also have the poster that is 100 best annual flowers, same kind of parameters, 120 best perennials, and the complete variety list of every crepe myrtle we know to be in the marketplace. Now, all of that, the poster's normally $10 and $2 postage, $10 each. That'd be $48 for the four posters. And you get a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, which is normally $23.95. It's a $71.95 value. Every word of it written just for Texas for $34 and $3 postage. You must call before 11 today if you want this offer. We are reprinting two of the posters. It's been such a popular thing. They reprint tomorrow. We'll have mailing supplies by tomorrow evening. And so that's exciting. 1-800-752-GROW. If it's busy when you call, call back in 2 minutes. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Open Mondays 9 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday 9 to 6, closed on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is a 2-in-1 formulation. Its dual action not only supplements your lawn with iron, it also feeds it. It contains 5.75% iron, an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening of the grass. Greening will be faster, and it'll get greener. It contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding. It improves the lawn's ability to absorb water and nutrients. It's kid and pet friendly. Apply GreenMax Southern Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for extreme greening and a thick lawn. You can feed every 8 weeks for your best lawn. One bag will cover 5,000 square feet. That is Scott's GreenMax Southern Lawn Fertilizer. It's a 2602 formula. That may not be all nitrogen, but it's the closest thing to it. It's fabulous. Fill and set your spreader. The settings are listed on the bag. Apply it evenly to your lawn. Sweep the product off hard surfaces onto the lawn to keep the product from staining because there is iron in it. Use Scott's GreenMax Southern Lawn Fertilizer. Your lawn will show the difference. Go to scotts.com for a listing of retail dealers near you. SCOTTS.com. Scott's. And that's GreenMax Southern Lawn Fertilizer.
I'm proud of my longtime association with Rubel's Plants of Texas. Main store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway, also in Lakewood and on Lemon Avenue, 214-744-9100. On the web, rubels.com, RUIBALS.com. It's Rubel's Plants of Texas. And Sunburst Shutters, 214-343-2601. On the web, sunburstshutters.com. It's Sunburst Shutters.
All right. It is cold one day. It's hot another day. Have you been in Texas very long? What strange weather we have. We get rain and then we turn bone dry and our foundations are left out there to weather the storms, literally. If you have foundation problems, if you think you might have a foundation problem, get ahead of that curve. And that curve starts right now because as it gets warmer and warmer, as the soils become more and more dry, then you're more and more likely to see cracks in the foundation developing and all the other problems that can happen. Doors and windows stick. They don't operate properly. They drift open when you don't want them open. And they shut and you run into them. And then you see these cracks in the tile floors. You know what the symptoms are. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their home inspection takes about an hour to an hour and a half. It's amazingly thorough. You'll want to be there just to see how it operates. It's amazing. And it's free. No obligation. If you hire them to do foundation repair for you, assuming they find a foundation problem, because they don't always, they'll tell you if they don't. They don't want to create work. They have plenty. It's all built on integrity, and I really appreciate that. I digress. If you hire them to do the work, it is affordable, much more so than many of the companies, and it is guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. I have had glowing remarks on Advanced Foundation Repair, and I am a very happy twice customer, once at my home, once at my office. Follow my lead. Since 1995, my sponsors, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com, plural, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. Back to our phone lines, we go to Don in Lancaster. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And, Neil, my question is that I just tilled about 2 weeks ago. I just laid my sod, St. Augustine sod, last week, and it was a hard job. And I basically carpeted my lawn, supposed to leave in a 2-inch space between the sod.
Good.
And with the carpeting, therefore, I had more or less, didn't have to worry about falling through the cracks.
Right.
And in the process of laying the sod, Neil, I actually wanted to know from you, was it a right time to go ahead and fertilize after laying the sod last Saturday? Is it a right time to fertilize? And after that question is answered, Neil, I want to talk about watering.
All right. I would. I always tell people when they plant new sod or new seed, I would fertilize it after you mow it the second time. Mowing kind of tells you how well it's established and how well it's growing. Let it grow a little bit. It's not going to starve in a couple of weeks. I think you're a little bit early because the soil has been kind of cold midweek this week, so it didn't really do a lot of growing. And so I'd probably wait another week or 10 or 12 days and then fertilize at half the recommended rate. When you get a bag that says it'll cover 5,000 square feet, use half of that bag on 5,000 square feet. You really have to crank it down. It may be difficult to do that because the granules may come out too fast, but aim toward that and then water that in right away after you put it on. And then a month later, come back and fertilize it at the recommended rate, same product. And it probably needs to be, I'd use an all nitrogen fertilizer, Don, just to give it the best possible chance to get started, all nitrogen. I just did an ad for one of them, and there are other brands out there as well. Just the first number needs to be what you're looking for.
Okay, all nitrogen. I got that covered. And the watering part, I just finished watering about 30 minutes ago, calling you.
Okay.
And how much water do you actually put on it? Do you want to keep it just moist, or you want to kind of drench it so the clay doesn't get really hard?
Let me explain long term. The first two or three weeks, you water it whenever the soil begins to feel a little bit dry on the top. First two or three weeks. So this time of year, probably every couple of days, depending on whether it's 50 and cloudy or whether it's 80 and windy. You know, that's how this weather is right now. But in the summer, you not that you're going to be there, but people who plant St. Augustine, a new sod in the summer, need to water 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening. So that's what I'm talking about. It will be different for the first couple of weeks. But ultimately, when you get this grass going in 3 or 4 weeks, your goal will be to water very deeply and then sit back and let the soil dry again before you water again. That will encourage the roots to go way down deep into the soil to get the moisture as the soil dries out. These people who water every day, first of all, are probably breaking their local ordinances, and secondly, are not doing their lawns any favor at all. So after it's established, you want to water middle of the summer. You're probably going to be watering that grass. By then, it'll be almost a normal lawn, and you'll be watering it every 4 days, 5 days, unless it's over 100, way over 100, and then you might be on a 3 or 4 day turnaround.
And Neil, with the weather is being windy and cold at times, sometime that soil underneath the sod, it actually gets hard. Is that a threat? Is that
no, it's fine. The grass will grow down into that. It's going to have to. That's why you tilled it, and so you gave it a good start. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. You're doing
Neil,
fine.
You pretty much answered my question.
Well, good deal. I'm glad to hear from you. Good luck with it, Don. Thanks for the call. All right, Jeff, I was going to get to you before the break. Hang with me, if you will, and I'll try to help you with your grapevines. To everybody else, we have a line or two open right now if you'd like to call. Lee Reiser running the boards for me this morning, and Michelle Shook is screening for me this morning in the other studios. We have studios all over the place. And the phone number to reach is 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Oh, I get to tell you right now about Rubel's Plants of Texas, and that is a joy to tell you about these people because they have special places, four of them. Rubel's is ready for the warmth of spring. Bring it on. The plants are blooming everywhere. They're all ready to plant. All four Rubel's locations, including their newest store, Rubel's Rosemead, are ready for you and your plant needs. Right now, Rubel's have wave petunias in quart size, and they're in patients' baskets are gorgeous. At the farmer's market location, they have a good number of citrus trees as well. How about that? Some of those you're probably going to want to grow in pots, and they'll sell you the pots and tell you how to do so. Don't miss out on their hand-carved rock planters from Terlingua. Oh, my. They're white stone with natural moss coloring, and they're great pieces for natural landscaping. Their landscape division can deliver and plant all of your new plants. Schedule fills up fast, so call them 214-744-9100 for a scheduling, or go to rubles.com for more information. I'll spell that in a moment. Again, that number to call, and this is the number for the downtown store in the farmer's market, 214-744-9100. All locations are open every day of the year, 7 until 6. In Farmers Market, they're at 601 South Pearl Expressway, Lakewood, 7219 East Grand, Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue, and that brand new Rosemead Parkway store, which is really incredible, 3646 Rosemead Parkway. Rubles.com for specials, events, and announcements. RUIBALS.com. RUIBALS.com. Rubles Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's Dalworth Clean. Rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've been telling you about Dalworth for more than 32 years. It might turn into a business relationship. Right now, you pay just $29 per area to have five areas or more of carpet. Deep down, Dalworth cleaned. Now, book online at Dalworth.com for additional savings. Now, you can do that right now, Dalworth.com for Dalworth Clean. Or you can call them tomorrow at 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. Dalworth is simply the best. Now, whatever it is, if you need to have new hardwood floors put in or if you need to have hardwood floors resurfaced and made as good as new again, tile and grout, natural stone, fine rugs, they do all of that. In fact, Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And give them a call and they'll bring their shop at home service to you if you prefer. 817-520-1400. They cover every aspect of floors in North Texas. It's Dalworth Clean and Dalworth Fine Floors. The main number to everybody is 214 or 817-267-8433. Book online at Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. And standing by right now in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, much prettier than Jerry Overton, it's Carla Marion.
Thank you, Neil. I would hope so. 50 degrees at 8:32. Good morning from the 24/7 newsroom. He is being called a hero for finding the Boston terror suspect. We'll have that story for you coming up after we check out your first weather and traffic. Pretty nice Sunday on tap today. A mix of sun and clouds. Pleasant, breezy though. Winds will be out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. About 74 or so for the high today. More clouds rolling in then tonight with an overnight low of 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Some sun then later on. Still breezy and we head up to 80 for the high. But those changes roll in Tuesday with a cold front, some showers, and then highs only in the low 60s and then falling. This is Tuesday though. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And so the problem spot in South Dallas, I-35E southbound and I-20 shut down because of an accident and fuel spill. This report brought to you by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos are finally here. With a shell made of Cool Ranch Doritos chips, it's everything you love about the original, only cooler. Live Moss. At participating locations, Doritos and Cool Ranch are trademarks of Frito-Lay North America Incorporated 2013. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Thank you, Blaine. The 19-year-old Boston Marathon bombing suspect remains in serious condition this morning and apparently in no shape for interrogation after being pulled from a tarp-covered boat in Watertown, Massachusetts in a backyard Friday. But the ACLU and a federal public defender are now raising concerns about plans to question him without reading him his Miranda rights. As for the boat owner, David Henneberry, he's being called a hero after finding that 19-year-old bombing suspect hiding out in his boat. But no good deed goes unpunished. Henneberry's boat was left riddled with bullet holes and scorched by stun grenades before police finally nabbed that suspect. A California podcaster, though, now spearheading an effort to raise money to buy him a new boat. The London Marathon started today as planned, but with lots of added security. Tens of thousands of runners are involved, and police say they added 40% more officers and extra surveillance. Runners paid tribute to the Boston victims, many wearing black ribbons. A man who may make another run for the Republican presidential nomination says Texas is, in his words, doing it right.
Your egos here in Texas do not need to be fed anymore.
Former Senator Rick Santorum says Texas can boast one of the nation's strongest economic and value systems.
The principles that we hold as a party are, in fact, the key to the success of America going forward.
He disagrees with Republicans who say the GOP should focus on fiscal responsibility and move away from social issues.
Our last two presidential candidates ran campaigns exactly on that theory, and they lost.
Alan Skaya, 24/7 News.
Once again, today's high about 74 degrees. It is 50 degrees at 8:35. From the WVAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Karen LeMary, and Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WVAP.
The new voices of talk. Ben Ferguson.
I've already had 50 people say I'll never listen to your show again. Okay. I don't come on here taking a set of talking points to just go on the air every day and try not to alienate people by having a blunt and real discussion about guns.
And Chris Kroc.
She didn't stop for three different officers right in the street pointing at her, yelling at her.
But we're considering our legal option.
Nobody's responsible anymore for anything.
Ben Ferguson, 9 till 11 each morning. Chris Kroc, 8 till midnight. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Since 1983, the experts at WizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes. Saturday, April 27th, how to build a pondless waterfall. And on Saturday, May 4th, how to build a flagstone patio. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WizQ Stone. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Well, it's interesting that that ad would air right then, because Designs in Nature is just around the corner. I was out there just a week ago at both of these wonderful places, and they are probably less than half a mile apart. This is a great time to plant trees, and wait until you see what Robert and his team have for you at Designs in Nature. I don't want to say that this guy is obsessive on trees, but wait till you see the quality of the trees that they have and all the other plants that you might want. They are the tree place. You can find the perfect tree for your landscape, like the Empire Live Oak. Empire Live Oak is faster growing live oak. It's better branching. It adapts well to any well-drained soil. If you're looking for a fast-growing live oak to shade your landscape, Empire Live Oak is a great choice. And when you see these, you know how much live oaks vary. Look down the rows and rows of them at Designs in Nature, and it's like they're cranked out of a machine. They're just so uniform and so beautiful. Designs in Nature is locally owned, operated business, 25 years in experience in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Their knowledgeable staff, including two certified arborists, will assist you in finding the perfect tree by matching your soils and sun exposure to the best tree for you. They can deliver, plant, stake if necessary, mulch your tree, give you a one-year warranty. Now, they have everything else you need for gardening as well. Visit Designs in Nature's website at thetreeplace.com. Thetreeplace.com for additional information, or better yet, stop in for a tour of the nursery. Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5. Now, if you want directions, I would suggest you call them. 817-561-9248. 817-561-9248. Or go to thetreeplace.com. They're at 5501 East I-20 in Fort Worth, and they'll give you directions. It's not hard to find the second time. Designs in Nature, they're wonderful.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob, very, very much. Another great nursery in there. On the other side of the Metroplex, I have a lot of wonderful sponsors. And the neatest thing about them, and I saw Rob this week as well, they are friends. They are friendly people who will reach out to you, and they want you to succeed. That's the neat thing. I don't have any grouchy old grumpy advertisers. I don't want them. I want to be able to say to you, these are my friends. If you want a list of all of my advertisers, go to neilsperry.com and click on Neil on the Radio, and you'll see the whole list of all of them and all their contact information. Let me give you our phone number here. We have two lines open right now if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP. We have time to get to you really quickly. Now, this is a kind of a heads up. Hey, this is your chance. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Jeff in Kearns, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
We've got beige splashes on our the leaves of our grapevines, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. I did some research yesterday, and I sort of thought it was black rot.
I think so, too.
That's only in hot and humid stuff, so I'm confused.
No, I bet it is. That's the perfect description. It just almost looks waffled across the leaf surfaces on when black rot attacks. We think of black rot as being a fruit problem, and I'll never forget the first time 20, 30 years ago that I took a sample to a pathologist with Texas A&M. I said, what on earth is this? And I said, oh, that's the other phase of black rot. You're used to seeing it in the clusters of fruit. So
yeah.
I don't know what fungicide to recommend to you. It's hard to find fungicides now, and finding one at the consumer level.
I've got liquid copper fungicides in front of me.
And you know what? That's what got us into this industry about 110 years ago. So I guess we're back where we started. It's the way life goes. That was what T.V. Munson or some similar product, he used Bordeaux mixture, but when he helped the French save their wine industry in 1907 or whenever that was. So there we go. But that should work.
Okay. How often do I apply it?
It's actually an early spring application. I don't know how much good it's going to do at this point. Read the label carefully and do a little more checking on what effect it might have. I'm vague on that from this point on in the season. It's an early spring application. And I'd rather have you do just a little more research, and I'll do the same thing. I need to bring myself up to speed. I don't get a lot of calls on black rot, and especially this late into the growing season. I don't know how much good it's going to do, and I also don't know if there's any chance of burning foliage. That's what I'm worried about now. I'll see what I can find. Maybe I can do something at the next news break. I'll see what I can find.
All right. Great.
Oh, I'm glad you called. Thank you for waiting on me. You bet. Let's go to Bob in Cleburne. Bob, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm kind of a little embarrassed about my question, but
okay.
I want to grow some of those green beans, like the Italian green beans you see on the shelf in the can, and they mix potatoes with them. They're big, wide, but I can't seem to find anybody that has any or knows anything about it, and I don't even know if it's too late to plant them.
It's probably not too late to plant them. What I don't know. I'm not a cook, and I wouldn't. There's so many beans. I have some help for you though. I want to do just a quick. And this one I can research a little more quickly. But what you need to look at, Bob, is what is the once you find out what variety it is, and that's what I'll try to help you do within the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, but here's my point. If it is a slow variety, if it's a variety that takes 100 days to mature, then I don't think you're going to have time because it's going to turn too hot and spider mites and the other problems.
Next year.
That's possibly correct. There are some beans that are better suited to northern conditions. Most of them do quite well for us. Let me see what I can find. In the meanwhile, I'll tell you, you have a really good Texas Master Certified Nurseryman in Cleburne at Weaver Plant Nursery, and that's Dan Weaver. Dan is really, really good, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised but what he could help you find what you need and maybe even a source.
He helps me with everything around here.
Well, and he helps me on my Facebook page, and I really am grateful when I see him chime in.
I went there first. I didn't.
Well, I'm glad you came to me. I'm open on Sunday, and he's not, I think. So I'll see what I can find, and then if I don't have something for you by 9:10 or 9:15, then I would encourage you to contact Dan. I'll do a little research for you also.
So just keep listening.
You bet.
And you'll give me my answer.
I'll try my best.
You'll do. Okay. Well,
I'll try my best. Thank you for calling. That's all I can do is be honest when I don't know for sure, and tell you and try to find out for you. All right, we're going to take our last break for this hour, and we'll come back to calls, and I'd like to hear from you right now. A little bit slow here this morning. I think a lot of people out getting things ready for the spring gardening activities. I experienced this on my statewide program yesterday at a time when normally we have a lot of gardening enthusiasm, and I see that everywhere I go. People are just doing it. They're not calling, they're doing it. So if you've had a question you wanted to call, this is the time to do so. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Get a full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine featuring the finest garden writers in Texas. We've been publishing our magazine for 27 years, and it has been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in all of America. Get that 1 year, $23.95 subscription as a part of the deal I'm about to give you. Now, that's the magazine, and you get all four of our highly informative full-color, heavy cardstock, 15 by 30-inch posters. These are great big posters. You could frame them if you wanted to. They're attractive enough. You could frame them. I've seen them framed mainly in nurseries. But you'll hang them in the garage and you'll refer to them each time before you go to the garden center. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. 100 best annual flowers for Texas. That tells you how tall and how wide they grow, what colors they come in, what months they bloom in, whether they're sun or shade. If they're grown primarily for foliage, it tells you that. Cool season, warm season annuals, and it even identifies the best wildflowers for Texas landscapes. 120 best perennials, same kind of parameters there, and crepe myrtles, the complete variety list of all crepe myrtle varieties, all 116. Each poster, an exhaustive book, reduced to a poster, 15 by 30 inch detail filled chart. They're like the Cliff Notes of horticulture. For more information, I'm just going to send you directly to our phone number. I was going to say you could go to my website at neilsperry.com, and you can, but the best way is to call my magazine office right now. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-4769.
You know why they call it spring? Because any minute your lawn's going to spring forth and grow like crazy. Be ready with a new Toro mower, built tough to last. See Richardson Saw and Lawn Mower today and get the Total Toro Treatment. With prices starting at just $299, you get expert advice, great selection, financing options, excellent warranties, and professional service. Toro is the choice of professionals, and your dealer can help you get the professional look for your lawn, too. For more information, call 972-235-2086 or go online at richardsonsaw.com. Richardson Saw, servicing what we sell.
The experts that your trees deserve, that's Arborological Services, serving all of the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. These are the people who have won the awards. In fact, one of the awards is named for their founder, Steve Hauser. They are the people who have more certified arborists, I think probably more than any other company in Texas. I don't know that. I haven't seen the list, but my goodness, they have a lot of them. They have a dozen. College-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, they have the professional staff, they have the experience, they have the knowledge, and they have the desire to help you have the healthiest trees you ever dreamed possible. They are the only people who will ever touch my trees. From complete tree maintenance programs to specialized things like cabling and bracing, lightning arresting, even testifying in damage cases in court. They are serious about trees. Arborological Services in Dallas, 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524 in Tarrant County, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160 on the web, arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts, arborological.com, Arborological Services.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
If you happen to have a citrus tree, then you need to be aware of the potential presence of an insect called Asian citrus psyllid. Now, the odds of your having this particular insect are not too great this far north, but I still need to give you this warning because this small insect carries HLB, commonly known as citrus greening disease. Citrus trees should be treated with products that can prevent Asian citrus psyllid, such as Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control. Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control protects your citrus plants, gives you season-long protection without spraying. It kills insects and prevents new infestations. One container treats 640 square feet of vegetables or up to 9 fruit trees with a canopy width of 10 feet. There's no spraying. Just mix and pour it around the plant base. It won't wash off when it rains. Now, see the label for plant-specific restrictions for pre-harvest interval. If no pre-harvest interval is listed, then Bayer Advanced Fruit Citrus and Vegetable Insect Control Concentrate can be applied up to and including the day of the harvest. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. We go to Donnie in Cleburne. Donnie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have been battling dollarweed in my beds around my house, and now it's encroaching into some of my yard for over 2 seasons. I have tried to kill it with Image, and I thought I've gotten rid of it, but it keeps coming back. Do you have any recommendations?
Well, the broadleafed weed killers, Image is a product line. There are a lot of different things. That's like saying I tried to control it with General Motors. You're not going to control anything with General Motors, but it's a product line, and so it's not a specific doesn't tell me what you used exactly. But what I would recommend is a product that contains 2,4-D. And you have to be very careful using that around shrubs. This time of year, it would not be of any concern to use it in turf area. It's not going to kill turf. There are types of 2,4-D that are just that, just 2,4-D. More commonly, it is sold blended with other active ingredients, and those other active ingredients, one or two of them, will be active in the soil, so you have to be careful around trees. I hate this answer because it's so... I want people to get 2,4-D just by itself. And
yes.
If you get into an independent retail garden center, you're probably going to find those products that have only it. But the reason I say that is not soil active. It will go onto the leaves of the dollar weed, and it will control it. It's not an easy weed to eliminate. If you can't find one of those and you want to use one that does have the three different products in it, I don't think you'll have any problem, but just apply it specifically to the dollar weed. Now, I want to clarify one thing. Are you talking about a dollar weed that has a leaf about an inch and a half across or one the size of your thumbnail?
No, it's about an inch and a half.
All right, that is dollar weed. That is very, very glossy, and you need to put one drop of a liquid dishwashing detergent into the sprayer when you mix that spray up so that it will stay on the leaf surface, and put it on with a fairly fine mist of a spray rather than big droplets because the droplets roll off also. You need
better,
to put it...
Better time of day to do it than the morning, the evening? I mean,
well, normally you don't have as much wind in the morning, and wind is not your friend when you're putting out a broadleafed weed killer. You need to be very specific of where you put it. If you're going to be within a few feet of shrubs, you might want to have a big piece of cardboard and just use that as a baffle. I'm right-handed, so I'll be spraying with my right hand and baffling with my left hand and the cardboard.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You bet, and be patient. It will take 2 or 3 sprayings. That's a tough one. It's tenacious. But anyway, that'll help. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Lauren in Crowley. Lauren, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
I just wanted to ask, if it's good to aerate your yard.
Aeration of turf is not anything that I have ever felt compelled to do to my lawn. There are 2 or 3 times in life when it might be a good idea, Lauren. One of them is if you have just incredible compaction of the soil because of maybe a vehicle being parked there or a lot of pedestrian traffic in a specific area. That would be one time that you might want to aerate the soil. Another would be if you have a lawn that has developed a horrible thatch problem. Thatch is undecomposed organic matter beneath the runners, not the brown stuff that's left over from the winter, but just a layer that is impenetrable by water and nutrients, and aerating will help with that. And then commercial people will aerate in September when they overseed turf. So those are the three times that you'll see it being done.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. I don't think you need to otherwise. Let's go to Maxine in Teague. Maxine, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I have grass burrs, and I need some help. How do I get rid of them?
All right. The way you get rid of grass burrs in the long term of things is you prevent them. My answer is not going to be pleasing to you because the time to do that has already passed. You need to use a pre-emergent weed killer. It needs to be applied about 2 weeks before the average date of the last killing freeze. Are you McLennan County? Where is Teague? I'm trying to place it exactly.
It's between Mahia and Fairfield.
Okay, you're farther east, but still about that same general area. So your last freeze is going to be March 10, plus or minus a little bit. So the first week of March would be your time to make that first application. The second treatment goes out the first week of June, 90 days later. There is no reason to put out the June application if you did not do the March application.
Okay.
So
now I have another question about that. I want to mow my backyard, but I don't want to mow it with all these grass burrs there. They'll just spread worse, won't they? What I thought I'd do is just go out with scissors and just cut all the grass burrs off. Would that help?
No. The grass burrs are the seeds of the burrs.
Right.
You okay? Grass burrs are the seeds. If you will mow frequently, you'll mow them before they're mature, and you'll kill them before they have a chance to mature and become seeds for next year.
Oh, so right now they're soft, and if I mow
them, they're soft.
It won't.
Yeah, mow frequently, and that'll keep them out of the way. Are they already producing burrs?
Yes.
Wow.
They're soft burrs.
Okay, they're early. They're quick. Well, just keep mowing, and scissor deal is not a plan. That puts you in harm's way with them, and you don't want to do that. Those are the seeds for next year, but if you'll mow frequently, that'll help. And then next year, don't miss that treatment time with the pre-emergent weed killer. You want to use either Halts or Dimension, and that would be applied the first week of March in your area and the first week of June.
Just those two
times will get you through. That forms
a
layer on top of the soil, keeps them from sprouting.
Can I ask you one more question? I have Japanese persimmon tree, and it's tall. I mean, it's about 12 feet. How in the world can I keep the squirrels from getting my persimmons?
Well, does it touch any other trees or any power lines or anything? All right. You could put a metal collar up and down the trunk. You get some sheet metal and just loosely put it around the trunk so they can't climb the trunk. They're having to go up the trunk.
See, the limbs grow kind of close to the ground.
Well, you're going to have to do a little pruning so they can't jump up into it. It's my music. I'm up against the news, but that's the only way you're going to do it. Folks, we have lines open. Please call me now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227.